A United Nations decision could revolutionize religious freedom. The most receptive people to the gospel in Africa are reached, and a ministry uncovers an unreached people group close to home. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations Human Rights Council has dropped the defamation aspect of the religious freedom resolution. Advocacy Director for Open Doors USA, Lindsay Vesey, says it's an answer to prayer.
It was passed in the Human Rights Council last week in Geneva. It's not something maybe that the U.S. would write ourselves, but it is significantly better and addresses almost all the issues that we had with the previous resolution.
Faced with declining international support, the Organization of Islamic Conference was forced into a position of compromise. How this will affect blasphemy laws is yet to be determined, especially with the OIC member countries active in their persecution of evangelical Christians.
It's fine to introduce a resolution, but if you're not abiding by the high ideals in it, what have you really accomplished?
There's a lot of work to do yet, but this change is definitely a step in the right direction.
Pray that the high ideals that are stated in this new resolution will actually be implemented, that there will be true religious freedom for Christians and other minority faith groups.
Next, reports confirm at least 74 deaths from a recent Burma earthquake, but witnesses fear it could be closer to 150. Gospel for Asia supports hundreds of pastors and mission workers in Burma. They've yet to hear from their missionaries near the quake zone since communications have been down. GFA is sending in a compassion services team to offer relief as soon as possible. Pray for victim safety and for God's name to be glorified through all this. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Aviation Fellowship has seen technology support play an important part of Bible translation for the Majong people of Ethiopia. MAF supplied the Hoekstra family in the Ethiopian jungle in 1964. That support allowed the Hoekstras to produce scripture on cassette tape for these oral learners. MAF's Denny Hoekstra says that's now evolved into the Talking Bible,
which is a self-contained listening device created to look like a Bible. And the Gospels have been recorded on there for the very first time in the Majong language.
Without MAF, the Hoekstras wouldn't have been able to survive. Recently, three generations of Hoekstras were there to dedicate the Talking Bible in the Majong language. He says this partnership between missionaries and MAF has had a huge impact on the Majong.
In 1976, when my parents left, there were 200 believers. When we went for the dedication last month, there are 23,000 believers and 48 churches established.
Meanwhile, you've heard about the 1040 window, right? But have you heard about the 414 window? The 1040 window marks a geographical area of the world that contains the largest population of non-Christians. The 414 window marks a demographic of people between the ages of 4 and 14 as the most receptive to the gospel. Africa Inland Mission is part of this movement. They've launched a specific response and they need more workers. You can find out more at our website. And when you think of an unreached people group, you might think of a tribe in Africa. But there's one unreached people group that exists right in your backyard. Shepherd's Ministries President Bill Amstutz says the intellectually disabled have traditionally gone unreached with the gospel.
We do feel that this classifies an unreached people group because it is very difficult for churches sometimes to open themselves up to them and see them come to know the Lord because they do not have the expertise, or at least they don't think they have the expertise to try to reach them with the gospel.
Shepherd's Ministries effectively reaches this group with the hope of the gospel, but Amstutz says many churches need to change their attitude toward the intellectually disabled.
These people truly can trust Christ. They can be not only productive members of society, but they can be productive members of local churches.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the free HCJB Global Voice and Hands 2-Pack. It features a DVD and 30-day prayer guide that will help you pray for your household and households in the Muslim world. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. Just two more days. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.